Let's go, boys. Come on. Come on.
You know, we're close. We are a family. We spend a lot of time together. And we, you know, we're all in this together. So it gives us a united purpose and excitement. And, you know, so when you constantly are realizing that, you know, it gives you a little added incentive for everything.
One play turns it around. One play turns it around.
There's highs and lows during football games. When you can be constantly focusing on how you can be better, keeping the momentum strong, keeping the positive vibes going, it just makes a big difference in the end of the game. And I think that's really what we as a group can do better is just constantly be feeding each other good information, positive things. And it is hard.
That's a hell of a play, baby. Hell of a play.
It's hard to keep that going consistently because, you know, when you aren't playing the way you want to or something bad happens, it can be frustrating. It's hard when you're getting double teamed constantly, but something a lot of, you know, players have to fight through. And you know, I think a big thing for me is just not getting frustrated, not making plays, and just focusing on playing hard, having fun, and the plays will come.
Drops back, looks, loads up, throws, it's picked off! It's intercepted, they got it!
You know, when things aren't going your way as an individual, which they rarely are when your team's in this kind of a circumstance, you gotta stop looking outward for the reasons why you're in the situation you are, the reasons why you're not having the success you are, and in turn, look inward. You know, what am I not doing? What am I forgetting about? What extra work haven't I been putting in? You know, I got to get my habits back to the way they were. So I think for myself, just looking inward and figuring out the problems and the solutions versus, you know, pointing fingers and looking around and, you know, you want to have an excuse why things are not going your way. For me, I wanted to snap myself out of that and say, you know what, it's no other player's fault, it's no other coach's fault, it's no circumstances' fault, you know, it's you. You got to play better, you got to do what you got to do to get your game elevated. So that's really been the biggest lesson for me this year.